Stories from the past to present. This is the history of Ducks hockey. Let's turn the pages back and relive from mighty till now.
So, you guys, when you're here hanging on the couch, just kind of BSing, is it? I mean, does it seem like yesterday when you do this? You haven't seen each other in a while. I know.
Well, typically Robbie would be behind Scotty. Jiggy would be over here
in the carpool.
In the carpool lane.
Oh God.
For me, it is, but I'm sure when they look at this gray beard, they realize that it's a little bit.
You were Father Time for a while.
What does that mean?
You had the beard down to here.
Oh, well, but it was gray. Short or long, it's. I don't look like I'm very young.
I remember sitting down with you, and it's like you just let it go for a long time.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, COVID and whatever. I've cleaned up for today.
I appreciate that.
For you. Just for you. Knowing he was going to see you.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what happened. Scotty, give me your take on the carpool, because these two guys talked about it last night. I want your take on what was the carpool like. Was it the Prius most of the time?
No, I don't. You never did you ride it? I don't think
we were in your Prius. We were in the Prius. Once in a while we take my car. It would depend on whose wives were going and like
where and what was available.
Yeah. You were in the somebody Prius? Else was driving, then maybe I would Prius. Drive if
you fit in there?
Well, I mean, I was kind of sitting in Jiggy's lap, but... Yeah.
Jiggs would have to sit in the back like this,
Once in a while, we took it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was
normally
a bit of a battle getting to the
Beamer,
rink.
Weren't we?
Yeah,
normally.
With traffic and that, so it was nice
normally
to
we were in Jiggy's Beamer.
Have a connection. Jiggy
drove a lot.
I felt most of the drives were more luxurious than my car. I was more than happy sit in the back.
I only heard the stories about the Prius. Like all I ever heard of is that we came in a Prius today.
We went in it.
If you go once, I think you remember it forever.
We all shared the burdens, some more than others.
Those were tough nights in the ring for some of these guys. Their legs were a little...
That's all they talked about last night. I'm trying to bring it back to
but
you.
We saved the world. So, you know, it's the price.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. And then you had the... hydrogen.
Thanks, Bronx. Appreciate it.
We had the hydrogen car for a while, right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, that was, I don't know when that was. That was
the Honda hydrogen.
Yeah, that was after that.
After it?
Yeah.
And now, the radio choice, I heard heavy metal. Was that the choice when you drove?
Yeah, probably for me, yeah. After we listened to the wrap-up of the market.
gotta see where things are at.
Jesus, that's awesome.
So, you know, a little bit of everything.
And I can add a little to that later on.
Okay. Oh.
Just a reminder, I'm trying to fill the gaps for you right now.
No, you're very kind, considering we chatted last night and we're going to chat a
little
bit later
on. Well,
but
I can give more context to the market for you.
Okay.
Currently?
Oh, for me personally?
Like we can get
no, started. Not
oh,
currently.
For me personally
back
to
then.
Help, to help.
No, back then. Oh, I got a good story for you.
Oh, okay.
About
that's
their
a
bosses.
That's a teaser.
Their boss that was...
Got it.
Then became my boss.
Fantastic. Little teaser. Fantastic. Yeah. What makes winning a championship in any sport such a special bond between players? Bronx.
Well, he's got four, so ask him.
Well, I know that. That's why I'm
us lone you got one.
That's why I'm asking you first.
Okay.
Because it seems like every time, I don't care what sport it is, when you come together, it's just like it was yesterday that you guys were together. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. Well, and I think we can actually speak to it. I went three times. He won the one time. Just the bond of going through, especially a hockey season, 9 months, 10 months, depending upon the time frame and. You know, the ups and downs, the adversity you face, and then obviously coming together as a group. You know, Robbie touched on it a little bit last night where you have players peaking at the right time and you have, you know, sometimes career years and guys coming into their own developing. You know, obviously back then we had a young Getzy and Pears and Penner and Cooney coming into his own. Like you just have guys kind of working their way in the system. You got some older guys. Some hungry guys, and obviously I wasn't a part of that old team that went and had that run, and then obviously the year before I was on Edmonton, we beat them, and you could see their team coming together, and then I became a part of it, and I think him and Jiggy both touched on it. Coming into that season, it was we are winning the Stanley Cup, and anything less than that is unacceptable and a complete disappointment, and everybody bought in from. The Samueli family, to Berkey, to Randy, to trainers, coaches, you know, all the way down to the players. everybody bought into what do we have to do and what is our role. Everybody bought into their roles, and it takes a lot to be a part of it. And you know, there's a lot of really good teams. It's you know, you could be the best team in October, November, December,
yeah,
and you might not even make the playoffs. And it just, you know, we kind of rode through that whole season. We had a couple blips in the year, and I think those blips helped us understand ourselves a little bit better and understand how we needed to play and what we needed to do to be successful.
Robbie, everybody has to gel though, right? And that makes your bond closer. You have to find, you have to have friendships. You have to get along. And if you don't have a close friendship, you got to find a way to make.
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing is that everyone has to buy into their role and take pride in their role. And I think that was probably, at least for that team, the biggest thing. Like, I know, like, say for us with Sammy and Travis, and like, we knew, you know what, we weren't going to get a lot of power play time, but you know, our job was to shut down the opposing team's top line. And we took pride in that. And, you know, our power play guys, they knew what their job was. And I think right down the line, and if, when guys can buy in like that, I think that's what made our team so successful. Even we had guys get injured, guys would step in, and that's what made that team so good.
Scotty, you know, obviously the other championships, but when you look back at this 07 team, what were some of the differences you experienced in this team that you didn't find in the others?
I don't know if I want to answer that question. But, no, I'm just kidding. Just listen to these guys. That just seriously, no, that was, I shouldn't have said it quite like that. But
no, it was perfect.
Just listen to these guys, like, you know, what they were talking about the sort of the sacrifice and the things guys were doing. And, you know, as you've been in the league a while, you see it all the time. But when you win a Stanley Cup, I think you just see it that much more. You know, like you have, like they said, whether a guy's playing injured, a guy's willing to take a role that's really not that fun. I mean, he's willing to stand in front of shots or stand in front of the net or, you know, finish checks and just make all those little plays that are necessary to get that one goal to win the one game that wins you the Stanley Cup. Yeah. And they talked about it. We had guys that were committed to doing that. And then when you look down the bench or across the dressing room and you don't have to question that guy's committed as much as hopefully you are, and hopefully,
right,
you know, well, you don't even have to hope. That's the beauty of that, is you know everybody in that room is there for one reason, to help the team, help their teammates, try and have success with whatever that takes. And that, I think that's a pretty amazing bond, excuse me, you know, to be able to go through 10 months, like Prong said, then 2 months of playoffs, really demanding. And then just to have that bond with your teammates is special. You know, that's a consistent thing with, you know, me being fortunate to win multiple Stanley Cups. That's a very consistent thing, and I think what makes it special for sure.
I don't think, and fans always look at, oh, they won, and it's going to be the same team. Players aren't peaking the same time every year. Players aren't having career years every year. Like, all that stuff manifests itself, and you don't, it's never the same team every year. You have that one unique year, and then the next one starts. And he can probably speak to it more in Jersey when they're winning all that time.
Yeah. And in any other sport, though, you guys are the only ones that have the game set, your 7-game series. You know, I mean, it's the best trophy to win, as they say, which makes total sense. And Prongs, you know, Teemu had a lot of nice things to say about you.
Well, I have the scars to prove it.
Before he calls it the best birthday present he's ever had when he found out you were coming to Anaheim. But what were your thoughts as far as knowing what this team was when you guys beat them in the semis and you guys got to the cup finals and then you were traded? What was your initial reaction when you were coming to Anaheim?
Well, I was excited. There was a couple teams that, you never know where you're
sure.
When you ask for a trade, you never know where you're going to go.
Right.
Sometimes they're going to do you a favor. Sometimes they're not.
Right.
You never know how that's going to play out. There was a few other teams that, I don't know how close they were or if they were, you know, if it's just rumors, you never really know. But when I, you know, I had talked to Berkey before he made the trade, cause he was, I don't know, asking me why I wanted out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, he was trying to make the trade, and then there was a tagging issue, and there was some salary cap issues. He wanted to make the trade at the draft, couldn't make the trade then because of some cap issues, and then it kind of kept festering a while, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Are you making this trade? Are you not making this trade? Is it really going to happen? So when I got traded, obviously, I just played against them not that long prior to that, and you know, knew the makeup of the team, knew kind of the trajectory that the young players they had, the veterans they had, and I was excited. You know, the first thing, I talked to Randy after the trade, and he's like, is there going to be a problem with you and Tamo? I'm like, no, like, I don't know why there would be. I mean,
we're both spirited.
You weren't there last night, but Tamo was very
I don't know what he was talking about, but like one of my strongest memories of my hockey career is watching how mad Tamo was after, well, and then he went back at you in the Olympics in 02. Like that, these two guys battling the Olympics, I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
to add context, the whole Olympic thing when he ran me from behind.
Yeah.
Did you? You must have done something, but you did something to him before that.
No.
What? Come on.
No, I did not. It was just the years I think of whatever. It's the only hit I've ever seen him make.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he ran me from behind as bad as you can run. Today's game, it's 20 games.
Yeah.
And we had, there was like 2 minutes left in the game. Yeah. So I'm bleeding all over the place, losing on the bench, and they're trying to butterfly me and stitch me up so I could finish, and the horn goes, we win 2-1, we're going to the finals, and everybody goes into the corner, and I beeline at this. I'm like, kill you. I go, don't forget, I knew the day we played him. I go, we're playing you on this day. I am gonna kill you.
I think I was scared.
And his eyes were like, oh, I forgot. So I'm like, your career's not over yet. I got you. He's like, oh, I forgot.
That seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea. And I'm like, so then I don't know. Couple months in, I'm like, oh, you remember, right? And he's like, what?
I go, oh, yeah.
I brought in the picture that there's a Getty image, 8x10, of him ramming me from behind and the partition in the glass like this in my head buried in between the two pieces of glass.
So you didn't instigate that?
I did not instigate. Well, at least I may have instigated it years prior.
Right, okay.
But not in the game.
But not in that game. Not in that moment. Okay. Oh, but it seemed a little reckless on his part to run me from behind, because what if the ref calls it?
Right.
The game's over.
Yeah.
But he is fairly fast and got in on me in a hurry.
But I mean, doesn't hit a lot.
No. So I wasn't expecting it.
Well, you shouldn't have. But, yeah, for sure.
But I was more worried about getting the puck to my D partner to get it out to maybe win the game.
Yeah.
And when he crushed me from behind, I'm like,
well, when he roasted him, that was beautiful. When all of a sudden that picture comes up on the big screen behind you.
Yeah. Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah, that was fantastic. Oh my God. It was so good. Uh-huh. Robbie, when Prongs came on, you know, Scotty was already there. What was the thought of getting him? Was he the final piece, or what was your thoughts when he was?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think you have two defensemen. You're going to have one of these guys on the ice pretty much the whole game. And I mean, just playing against both these guys, I knew what that was going to be like for the opposing team. And I mean, it just gave everyone else so much confidence to have these guys back there. And you know, I think that was a big reason right from the start, right when we got Prongs, that we played with so much confidence and kind of boosted our team to that next level.
Scotty, what was your relationship with Prongs prior to him coming on?
We had been together a few times. I would, like, these two guys were drafted the same year. I probably met you then, probably when you were 18, I guess.
Maybe under 18. Is he around for any of that?
Way back.
No, I was on vacation.
Japan, yeah. I think your parents were there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I would agree with what Rob said. Like, I think we felt good about getting to a conference final and just, you know, the possibilities of what our team was. But I think then when that trade, when we traded for Chris, like, I think we knew we were going to win. At least I believe we were going to win. You know, just knowing what the type of player, the commitment that he plays with, you know, there's take no prisoners, do whatever it takes to win. And whatever your style is, that's the type of attitude that you do need to be there at the end and win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, he brought a very unique element to the game with that sort of intimidation factor, but also ability to play hockey very, very well. You know, so I think I believed we were going to win. Like I didn't. You're not allowed to bet on hockey, I guess, right? But if I could have bet, I would have made a
wrong
bet.
Sorry. I thought you had. Have you seen Songz's commercial?
Oh, hey, that's right. I did see that. Yes. I did see that.
Yes.
You're a good actor.
I have something you can use to do that.
You're actually a good actor. I thought you were pretty good in the commercial.
Dial 1-800-CHRIS-PRONGER for your betting tips. Oh, God. Do you have any say, or did you guys have any say, Scotty, Robbie, when it comes to getting close and you got to, you know, the conference finals and now, you know, Berkey's looking for that final piece. Do you guys, was there a say to come to you and say, who do we need? Or was there an influence? What was that? Is that a thing at all where you can say, we need this?
Didn't Berkey ask you?
I think he brought it up, but I think
that's what Berkey said anyways.
But. Yeah. But I'm not the type, like I'm not. You know, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, Berkey probably, yeah, I'm sure he loves you more than he loves
Berkey. I don't know.
Oh, maybe him. He hunts. So, but whatever. Like, Berkey would want to get Prongs any chance. And like I said, I mean, you watch the career he'd had up to that point and he might have mentioned it, but it was not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Berkey. I think Berkey told me, I think he asked him if it was going to be a problem. And I think he asked Tamo if it was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And then he asked me.
Yeah.
When he was making the trade, he's like, you have a problem? I'm like, why do I have a problem? I go, he's a good player. Yeah. Like, that's my job.
I want to win.
Exactly. My job is to do what I do to
for them to just like
I do my job because that's my job.
All business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do that to win.
I mean, and I kind of knew this, but then after having played together, like, we could be on the ice and like we almost, just were happy, like we did things very differently, so it was easy.
Yeah,
in my mind.
Yeah, as I mentioned last night, the yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang.
He does his, I do mine,
I didn't know we could cross check guys. You know, I wasn't. We both weren't working.
The late penalty. We didn't know how to do that.
I was. I don't know what I was doing, but.
Well, I loved it because I mentioned this last night with Prongs, but. One of my favorite moments is walking on the chart and you sat next to him and it was like the greatest thing for you because you'd have to say a word to anybody. You just had your paper up and he was chirping everybody. Was that like the best seat in the house for you?
Yeah, well, that's just it. I mean, I think we very much complimentary in everything. I mean, the personalities, the way we played the game, I think all of the above, right? So Prongs had at it.
I knew when to be quiet. When he needed to say something in the locker room, I knew it was Norm's time. Like, not my time to speak.
Yeah.
The captain's got it. Let him. It wasn't often, but when he did, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. Somebody that doesn't speak very much, when they do speak, everybody listens.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never at all felt there was any issue, period.
Yeah. That's why it worked. I want to get a comment from each of you guys on was there a moment, a big goal? Conversation in the dressing room that kind of defined the season, like that stood out to you as a game changer for you, that, you know, and I'm sure there were several of them because of the run you guys went on, but Robbie, is there something that kind of stands out to you as a moment that kind of defined the season?
I think there wasn't one. When I look back on it now, there wasn't like one thing that happened that I was like, you know, that defined the season. It was just sort of a progression. I think we came out and at the start of the season, I think it was
12-0-4.
Yeah. We started
insane.
And I think that was exactly what that team needed. It was just. That gave us the confidence and showed everyone, you know what we're capable of. And I think we ran into a little bit of injury problems and stuff throughout the year, but once the playoffs got going, we were healthy. And I think when you look back on it, and we knew what kind of hockey we could play, I think the start of the season sort of helped us get there.
Bronx, was there a moment of goal? Is it anything?
I don't know if there's one, but I think I got hurt. Scotty got hurt. We got into, as Robbie just alluded to, we got in a little bit of a lull, faced some adversity. You know, we kind of rolled through, I don't know, two and a half months, and then you're faced with a bit of adversity. It was kind of almost looking easy. And then, you know, we kind of get out of sorts. We're not playing our style and needed to find our way back to it. Once we did that, then we went on another roll. And I think in the playoffs, anytime we had a loss or we faced any type of adversity, it was like, hey, we've already done this. How do we get ourselves out of it? How do we rebound from a loss? You know, it was always, we don't lose two in a row. It was always, all right, let's get back on the horse and get another win streak and use that as motivation.
And I don't have a very good memory. But I will say that it is, I think, a positive or a good thing for a team to go through a little bit of a drop in whatever, you know, whether they're not playing as well or injuries, and then being able to find your way out of it. Because just like Prong said, like, you know, you get in the playoffs, it's very emotional. You know, things that don't go your way for maybe a game or a period or whatever, you have the confidence as a team that you know how to get back to what you need to do. And, you know, if you're trying to figure that out in the middle of a playoff series or whatever, you're probably going to be in trouble. So having a little bit of a stretch where it's not going well and then getting it back sort of on the rails, I think is something almost necessary for teams to get there at the end.
When you got hit by the puck in Ottawa after the whistle blew, what did you say to the team?
Well, wherever it hit me, it didn't hurt at all. So yeah. It was easy for me to, you know, play cool or whatever. But yeah, there were some of the guys wanted to, you know, I mean, that was what our team was about, right? Like,
yeah.
That's what Protect I was talking about. Like, just, and, you yeah. know, somebody does something to one of our guys, like, it doesn't matter. Like, didn't matter. And anybody would have jumped in probably, right?
Yeah.
So guys wanted to. And, but I think they also knew that, you know,
the bigger
things, I mean, that was a non-issue. I might have said something like, don't worry about it, guys, but that was it. Guys knew why we were there and what they wanted. And so, yeah, I mean, there were so many of those moments all the way through. Just little
it's
things.
It's incredible
where,
how many big
again,
moments there
you know,
were.
I guess I dwell on it, but I just love when, you know, guys are there for each other in one way or another. You know, and we had that nonstop all year, especially in the playoffs. So,
Robbie, one goal that stands out is you and your brother combined on one with Luongo and that. Do you remember that moment on you separated the puck at the boards and Luongo wasn't paying attention and somehow the puck went in?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I couldn't believe, like, I couldn't believe what Luongo was doing, sort of.
He
like,
was calling the penalty.
Yeah.
Well, he was the captain.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. but I just remember that game. That was one of the best goaltending efforts I've seen. Like he played unbelievable for Vancouver that game, and I was like, I couldn't believe how he reacted.
Nobody
to the
could
hit.
I
yeah.
think yeah
and yeah it was just
it was a really yeah. hard wrist shot like
yeah. like yeah, it was a powder puff.
finished doing your wrist curls.
I mean, I think it was a lob, like it like bounced before it went in.
Most but, goalies can't pick that up. Like that's coming in
very deceptive shot.
Oh, it's good. To kind of bring the cup talk to an end, you know, when you guys were able to get the championship and, you know, Scotty, you hand it to Robbie and you guys were able to experience that as brothers. You know, I got your feeling for last night and we've had these conversations before, but do you always look back at that, Scotty, and just remember how special that moment was?
Yeah. I mean, the memories from that whole thing were all great. And obviously that's a special one with your brother. I don't think he knows, but my mom made me hand him the cup. So no, I'm just kidding.
You know what the best part of that was is that when we lost to him in 2003, my mom
I had some other guys
right
like
away
more, so.
And was she's going all in with the Ducks, and it was like that was the only good thing that came out of that series is she showed who her favorite
Didn't
was.
Didn't she wear a split jersey in that series?
She both
You've always
my
been
dad,
a favorite. What do you mean?
One was 55% Ducks. Yeah.
I don't think she wore it. I think somebody gave it to her.
Somebody gave it to her. It's good.
But I, you know what? Like, yeah, obviously. I mean, we, you know, talked about that with just that history playing
sure,
against
sure.
and all that. And then knowing, you know, there was, we had a lot of guys like Rob that had been in the league a long time and had been close. And like that, to me, that, you know, I don't know, like that must make it more special when you compete that long, chase that long, and then you get there. Like I was spoiled as a young guy, naive young punk that didn't really
yeah.
get it, you know? And, I won in New Jersey, when I was, I don't know, 22 or something like that. 21. So I didn't, you don't really understand it. You don't get it. You don't, and then once you've been around the league a long time, you've been close. I mean, I could just imagine what that felt like to accomplish that, after putting that much effort and, you know, sort of work towards it. So I was really like, I just loved seeing the emotion on all these guys and just what it meant to them and being part of that with them to me just stands out. Like, I don't remember a lot, but I can remember that feeling. I can remember that, those moments for sure.
Bronx, who did you get the cup from and who did you hand it to?
I got it from Robbie. I wanted to take it from him because I wanted to give it to Timo.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Wow. Bring it full circle.
Yeah, there you go. Again,
you hit me from behind, and now I'm giving you your Stanley Cup.
He is playing chess, this guy. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Because I... You know,
that's
all the,
awesome.
All the media, they all want
to
counter.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's been the longest tenured. Well, he should have got. I can't believe he took it.
What a
They
heart.
Don't know the game behind the game.
Yes.
So
big heart.
That's why I, they're like, whoa, why did he? I'm like, I wanted to get it because I wanted to give it to him.
Love it.
That but you're the captains.
We were the captains, but I.
Is that not? I don't know.
I don't think.
The unwritten
when
rules.
You listen to the media talk.
Yeah.
You know, I think they can come up with any scenario they want. I think they figured he was the oldest on our team, right?
Yeah.
So they think he should have got it. They're like, oh, this is natural. And they're like,
the rules are unwritten.
There are no rules. Right. But I think I wanted to give it to him. And I figured, well, he's going to be next. So I'll just take it. And
I think the captains.
We kind of did captains. I think was, I don't know if we even talked about it, but no, I said, well, I'm going to go get it and I'll give it to him.
Well, I did. Yeah. That's perfect.
That's good.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
Correct.
Yeah, trying to bring that back.
Hey, nice.
Hey.
Well done.
Hey, I like where you're going.
I'm looking for some sort of a check. Yeah. Speaking of journeys, Robbie, I'm going to start with you about what's going on with you now. It's a farm, right? You're out on a farm.
Yeah, we have a ranch back in BC, and we're raising Wagyu cattle on there. And horses, and we have three daughters, so that's keeping us busy right now.
How old are they?
15, 13, 11.
Now, are they working at the farm? Are they have responsibilities?
Yeah, I try and get them to work as much as possible, but they don't listen to me a lot.
How much of the farm are you working? Are you driving the tractor out there?
Yeah. I it wasn't something I grew up doing and hadn't had a lot of experience, but I really enjoy it. That's sort of what I do. My days are feeding cattle or horses or
Do you get some good steaks out of this thing?
No. You know what he complains about? Like, I think the last time my kids complained about one of the steaks last time.
Yeah, I thought he put in some deer meat or something.
No way.
In the package.
Oh no. That's not cool.
I don't know. Yeah, how do you become a cowboy? Like, you just buy a cowboy hat, or
I don't.
You
I
have
guess.
A hat?
No. No hat.
And no chaps.
No chaps. No. No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad image.
Maybe in a few years.
Show up for the next anniversary. And
I know we have no idea what to have. Yeah. Oh,
the big belt buckle.
Marlboro man.
Yeah. Wranglers. Yeah.
All right. Impressive. Let's talk about the journey.
Yeah, the journey. My brother and I started a whiskey company. It's been like 2.5 years in the making, and we've been live in the marketplace for 6 months. Currently in Missouri, New York, Ontario, going live this month in Alberta.
Good.
I think next month we'll be in Texas. And that's kind of our main, those are our five main markets.
Are you a whiskey guy? Like, is that something?
I grew up, I've done a lot of R&D, as my brother likes to say, we've done a lot of R&D on whiskey. 30 plus years, don't do any math on that.
No, not at all.
And no, just long time whiskey fan. And that was, it just, we'd been talking about doing something together for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And 2.5 years ago, this kind of fell in our lap and we're like, yeah, this actually sounds fun. Something we can do together. And not knowing what the landscape looked like or anything about, I had a lot of friends that are in the spirits business, but very, very peripheral. And now being immersed in the whole business and what it looks like, it's very interesting.
Why The Journey? Why the name?
My brother wrote a book called The Journeyman. 16 teams in 11 years for him. I played on 5 in 19 years. So we've all have our own unique journey. Our tagline is celebrate the victories, be proud of your scars, and enjoy the journey. And the journey basically is just about everybody has their own unique journey, their own story to tell, and we want to help them tell it. You have a day, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to have a glass of whiskey? You want to tell somebody about it? You want to tell your family, your friends, your loved ones, whoever? You have a great day. You sell some Wagyu beef, you win a Stanley Cup, whatever it is, and you want to...
It's like a new company forming right now. I don't even know what it would be called.
You want to have a glass of whiskey and you want to tell somebody about it. Yep. And so we want to be a part of the conversation and be a part of everyone's unique journey.
Yeah, and your marketing is awesome because you're bringing up journeyman hockey players and recognizing them on your Instagram, which is really cool to see that you're bringing light to these guys that did have a journey. So it's pretty cool.
And everybody's journey is different. You know, as Scott said, we played together when we were 17, 18, got drafted the same year. You know, you're either, you know, your first round picks to seventh round picks, undrafted to whatever. Everybody has their own unique path and how they got to where they are.
Robbie, I got to go back to you for a second. You got to brand yourself. What's going on? There's something that...
Yeah, we're working on that. I'm going to have to work with Tom.
What do you got going on? You said you had a hat?
Yeah. Yeah, we do what have a hat.
He brands. He's got a little bit of branding.
I didn't
you
bring
got
all my...
You didn't bring
I got some merch, yeah.
What's it called?
T5 Wagyu. Okay. The ranch is called T5 Ranch.
Okay.
But...
Why T5?
That I bought it from an old cowboy that was the name of the ranch when I bought it. So we just kept it from him, from when I bought it from him. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. T5. Yeah. T5.
Do you guys have a website or anything?
Yeah. Do you have Instagram?
We have a website. We have social. We
Instagram.
Have all
social. That's right. Yeah.
Instagram.
Do you do the social? Media.
Sometimes.
Media? Yeah.
You gotta get on the gram. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah. You know what? I've left it to my middle daughter. She does our Instagram posts. And
all right. We'll have to give it a follow. Ducks fans, give it a follow.
I do.
T5 Wagyu. There you go.
I do have to ask my daughter occasionally and my son, what am I doing here? How do I fix it?
Oh, God.
How do you make the collage and how do you do this? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm trying to be a 50-year-old influencer. It's not working out very well.
Good luck.
As Gilly's laughing from the back row, I'm not even going to look back at him.
So by the way, to answer your point, thejourney.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please.
Website.
Yes.
THEJRNY. Why JRNY?
G-R-Y.
Short form for journey.
Shorter, yeah.
It's easier to, it rolls easier.
Yeah. The label's better.
Correct.
Yeah.
Journey whiskey with no E.
Okay.
Do you know why?
No.
Whiskey with no E are from countries that don't have an E in it. Japan, Scotland, Canada. No E in whiskey. United States, Ireland, E. It's that simple. How crazy is that?
This is highly educational.
Yeah. Well, prongs.
I didn't know that either. Our distiller said, I go, well, you're missing the E. He's like, no, actually, no, we're not. Okay. I guess we're not. And he told me that story. I go, seriously? That's why? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's stupid. But
it works.
It works, apparently. It's a great selling point.
Before I move on to Scotty, your kids, how are they?
They're great. I have a junior at SMU in Dallas. I have a freshman at SMU in Dallas. And then my daughter's ninth grade, high school.
So just the three at home.
Just the three of us at home.
Yeah. We're the same. It's different. Yeah. It's different.
And when your boy's like six, he's taller than you are.
My oldest boy is 6'6", and my middle son is 6'7".
Jeez.
So they're tossing you around a little.
Not yet. My oldest is starting to hit the gym, and
yeah, he's that's why you're back in the gym.
Yes, he he tried me once, and he got tossed, and I said, "Not yet."
That motivated him.
I think so, because now he's probably getting pretty close.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm about ready to. I'm in my 50th year. I'm going to call in the lab. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, once you.
You win. I don't want to break anything by doing anything.
Scotty, how's your role going with the Ducks?
That's a good question.
What's your official title, anyways? What?
I don't know. Ask Gilly. everybody asks me that. It's hard to explain exactly, but advisor.
There you go. Senior.
You know, advisor. I enjoy it. The challenge of it is similar to, you know, what we've been talking about here, trying to have success and sort of build that environment and that is so important to winning, and that feels good when you have it. And obviously a little frustrating this year. You know, I think we were hoping to, at this point in time, be maybe a little better than we have been, but that is the game, right? It's rarely does it go quite as planned, and you have to be able to figure it out from there. So it's a challenge, and you know, looking forward to bigger and better things, I guess. But
your kids are playing?
Yeah, I was just actually out watching two of them playing at ASU.
They play at the Mullet?
They do. Yeah. Actually, Mr. Mullet or whatever was there last night. It was a little tournament.
Okay.
What's his last name? The guy.
Seriously, it's his last
main
name?
Main funder, yeah.
Oh, I thought they just called it Mullet.
Oh, no. No, it's his last name.
Oh, okay.
So the main funder of their program. So they had a little four-team tournament,
yeah.
And they won it in overtime. So he was out presenting the award or whatever. Yeah, they're doing all right. They've had one of them's had some injury troubles, and you know they're not seeing a ton of ice time. But
yeah.
Back to the journey. They're on a journey.
What's with back to the journey?
It's a great name, actually.
By the way, I might think about this
the tattoo. Actually.
Since we started this,
yeah,
I've been listening to people talk, and I hear the term journey. Way more now.
Yeah.
And maybe ABB, always be branding.
Not even the term, but just they're talking about it.
Yeah, right? They're just like, talking about somebody's journey or story, you know, just whatever. Yeah. There's always something to talk about as it relates to where they're going, what they're doing.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Our new journey. We got T5 Wagyu. We got Advisor.
Who had that on their bingo card? I don't know.
This is going crazy. You guys are going to blow up after this thing goes on. Well, exactly.
Well, you are in-house.
Yeah, I am. Well, so as we end this thing, I do have to thank you guys for some terrific stories. One of them I'll never forget with you is the Stanley Cup run. We go in, you know, the press, there's 40 or 50 that go to a stall. And I was one of them in the front, and everyone's starting to ask Prong's questions. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. In-house, you go first, and it better be good. In front of like 40 media, like, oh.
Yeah, he wasn't going to do it just in front of five. It had to be at least 40.
No. I'm like, and I appreciated it, but it was freaking hilarious. And everyone's like, who's in-house? Like, who's this guy?
Who gave him that name?
Who gave that name? What is that? And Robbie, I walked into the dressing room one day, and the Kings at the time had a very, very good sideline reporter. And he walked in to me and he said, "Hey, Frenchie." I'm like, "What?" Like, "Why do the Kings have her and we have you?"
That is a good, that's a question for Gilly.
And I said, "Robbie, I'm sorry. I wish we had her too. It would be so much better." But no, guys, appreciate the stories. Appreciate you doing all this.
You didn't get me.
I'm coming back.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
You that come back to the financial.
Come
thing
back
that
to
you
Berkey.
Were talking about. Yes.
Come back to Berkey and Randy.
Go.
So, you know, as these guys know, I used to listen to the market wrap up, whatever.
Yeah.
Just mindless chatter, right? So every morning I'd come in, I'd put a couple hot packs on my knees, try to warm up on the table, read the Wall Street Journal, Randy used to come in and look and just shake his head.
He knew better.
Just keep going. Berkey comes in. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, what? This is like January.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? He's like, what are you doing? Warming up? What are you reading? I go, reading the journal. He's like, what are you doing that for? I'm like, Berkey, I'm warming up. What do you want me to do? Sit here and do nothing? I'm reading the paper. I'm current events. I got to have something to talk about with Scotty in the
exercise
car.
His mind.
I got to know what's going on.
Well, so Berkey didn't like it.
No. So I'm like, he's like, I'm like, well, guess what? I'm still doing it. So that we win the cup, show up at training camp the next year, go on our first, I think it might have been even been a pregame
yeah.
or a preseason game. There's no chocolate chip cookies or ice cream at the meal.
Yeah.
Every day, chocolate chip cookie and ice cream. And I'm like, I call the person over. I'm like, where are the cookies and the ice cream? Oh, that's not on the list. I go, I don't care if it's not on the list. Go get me a bowl of ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and a chocolate chip cookie, please. Well, I don't know if I can. I go, well, either you do or I do.
I can see the conversation happening.
And Sean O'Donnell.
They didn't know who they were dealing with.
So, I know.
Sean O'Donnell and I are sitting there.
Did Odie have, he had a cookie?
Yeah, yeah. So Odie goes, oh, they're going to go get you that? I go, yeah. He's like, can you get me one? So I go, hey, two bowls of ice cream, two cookies. So they go and get it. Sure enough, Randy is the one that.
Of course.
Shoot it. Mm-hmm. Randy's walking in as I'm taking a bite of my cookie and scooping it in some ice cream. And he looks at me and I look at him like. And Odie was like. And I'm like.
You didn't have your back? I thought I was just finished saying we had our back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I'm looking at him. I'm like. Next game. No ice cream, chocolate chip cookie. I go, excuse me. Now Randy's in the room. I go. Can you please go get me a bowl of vanilla ice cream and a chocolate chip cookie? And they, I don't know, went over to Ryan or somebody and like, he keeps asking for the stuff. Like, please go get it. You don't need to ask them. They're not playing. I'm playing. This is my every day at home on the road, a bowl of vanilla ice cream and a chocolate chip cookie. That's it.
It's simple, man.
I keep it simple. You got to go with what works. And so anyways, think back on the manifest. Probably a couple weeks.
Another
later.
Win for you.
Another win.
Yeah, another win. Actually, my only win. I got cookies and ice cream back on the list.
I appreciate it.
And on that note,
yes,
we come to a close. Gentlemen, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Happy legacy night number two.
Thank you.
Thanks, in-house.
Thanks for sharing the stories.
Thank you.
It's been a journey, Frogs.
Yes, it has.
Bring it back.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Back D5 to Wagyu, advisor,
journey.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.